أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. We've ascertained the fact that the month of Ramadan is awesome because the Quran was revealed in this month. In awe of what we are witnessing in this month, we are invited to become the guests of Allah. And as his guests to this awesome celebration, there are etiquettes, and we've looked at the do's and the don'ts. But now we come to the crux of the matter. How do we engage with the Quran? In other words, how do we start conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is in Ayah 186 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wa idha sa'alaqa ibadi, and when my abd, when he or she who is connected to me asks you, O Muhammad, about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, then indeed I am near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ, I answer the call of the one who calls when he calls. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي, so he should answer me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي, and believe in me. لَأَلَّهُمْ, so that he may يَرْشُدُونَ, find his way back to the right way or to reach his full potential. The art of this is taught in Surah Al-Fatiha. A conversation has to be two-way. And the first step is to practice the art of listening to Allah first. So in Surah Al-Fatiha, he starts off by saying, I am Rabbul Alameen. I am the master, the nourisher, the cherisher, the sustainer, one who arranges affairs of all creations. I am the one who takes you to your full potential. Then he tells you, I am Rahman and Rahim. In Arabic, when two similar words are together, it is to accentuate their differences. The root word is Rahma, which is mercy. He says in Hadith Qudsi to the womb, I named you after me, because you encompass and provide everything. Rahman is all-encompassing. It's extremely, incredibly merciful. It's immediate. It can be temporal. Rahim, however, is permanent. It's constant. It's fixed. It's not necessarily immediate, but it's particular to his abd, one who is connected to him. Then he says, I am Malik, or you can say Malik, owner and king. He owns and controls all. And in particular, he's Maliki Yawmiddin. He controls the day of accountability. Now, if we listen to this conversation carefully, then we respond. And we respond by saying, إِيَّكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Because he is such an awesome God, we immediately say, we want to be your abd. The word abd comes from abada, that which is smooth. An abd is content because he knows that the Rabb controls. An abd knows that no act is significant unless it is linked to the Rabb. Nasta'een comes from isti'ana, which comes from the word aun, which is help in matters one is struggling with, something in which one is making an effort and needs some help. He is already aware of what you need help, so prioritize. When you prioritize, you ask for that which you don't have, which you desperately need. And that is why you continue to say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, اِهْدِنَا, guidance to reach our full potential. Sirat, there is no plural for sirat. Sirat is wide, sirat is long, sirat is smooth. And siratul mustaqim, mustaqim is from istiqama. It's straight upwards, away from the dunya. Qama is to stand. We're going up towards perfection, towards our full potential. And then divinity answers. There is an answer when he says, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, follow the path of those of whom I have blessed. غير المغضوب, not those on whom there is anger.
ولا الضالين, and not those who are lost. Now, it's very easy for us to do a dua and move on to the next task, waiting for him to provide the answer. But if you think this through, the concept's a little odd. You'd never call your best friend and speak to them for a straight 10 minutes and hang up without giving them an opportunity to reply. So why do we do it with Allah? And the first step is to listen to him. We need to practice the art of listening to the Quran before any dua. The key is also consistency. For the most part, those who are near and dear to our hearts are in our lives on a consistent basis. If we're away from them for a little while, we want to connect to them in the same way. Allah is eager to connect with us. He wants us to be consistent in our conversations to him, and thus salah. The art of conversing with Allah, there's no better place than salah. In the sermon of the Prophet about Ramadan, he says, وَرْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِ أَيْدِيَكُمْ بِالدُّعَى. Raise your hands to him in dua. فِي أَوْقَاتِ صَلَوَاتِكُمْ. At the time of your salah. فَإِنَّهَا أَفْضَلُ السَّاعَاتِ. For these are the best of times. يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ فِيهَا بِالرَّحْمَةِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ. Allah looks upon his abd with rahmah, with mercy at these times. وَيُجِيبُهُمْ إِذَا نَاجُوا. And he answers your secret conversations. وَيُلَبِّيهِمْ إِذَا نَادُوهُ. And he responds to your calling. وَيُعْطِيَهُمْ إِذَا سَأَلُوهُ. And he grants you what you ask for. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ إِذَا دَعَوْهُ. And he answers when you call upon him. Quran, in essence, can only be experienced in salah. Or maybe I should say, can be experienced more in salah. So to recap, the first step, listen to him. In other words, recite the Quran first, then respond with your du'as. Ask him, be honest, and then listen quietly to the answer. It will come. The Prophet said, when you ask, the answer is at the door. Communication is at the heart of our lives. Without it, our relationships would fail and we'd live in isolation and frustration. Allah wants us to have the same type of conversation with him, applying some key principles which will help us strengthen our connection to him in this month.
رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.